privileged to welcome to the show our President Donald Trump. Mr. President.
How are you, Gary? Thanks for having me on today.
Thank you.
We're going to clear up many things this morning.
Yeah, well, the first question I was going to ask you is a statement that you made over the weekend about your decision. If things don't go well for you in November, and I want to try to keep it positive, you had made a decision that you would not run again. What was your thought process with that decision?
Well, as you know, our theme all along is it's too big to rig. It really is, Gary. And I'm telling you right now, it's unbelievable. We're going to leave the Republican Party in such good hands after my next 4 years. J.D. Vance is going to do a tremendous job.
You're leading in all the polls that I read into the weekend, even in some of the swing states, but you need to sustain that. You need to win just about all of the swing states, including Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Arizona. How do you plan to sustain the current lead that you have?
Well, we're going to win bigly in North Carolina. I'm not worried about North Carolina or Georgia. But Arizona, I'm telling you, they're giving these people these illegals driver's licenses. I don't like what I'm hearing there. But I'm telling you, we have a great thing. I don't like what happened to Carrie Lake out there. We have people on the ground. We're going to make it too big to rig.
These assassination attempts, there was a comment I made last week about having a cat having nine lives. And is it luck? Is it the good Lord that's looking over you? I never knew you to be a religious man. I don't know if assassination attempts, Mr. President, could transform you. I guess that would make anybody religious. How has that affected not only your campaigning going forward, but maybe even you as a person, Mr. President?
Gary, that is such a tremendous question. It really is. And I really do believe it was divine intervention. I mean, from roofs to golf courses, I'm telling you right now, the Lord must be on my side. And it really does make you think spiritually about your life. It really does.
Will you continue to have outdoor open-air rallies or...
We're going to do it by rally just down from where you are in Connecticut at the National Coliseum, not far from where I grew up in Queens. I'm telling you, it was such a great time. But we are going to do other outdoor rallies. I mean, we must. It's unbelievable. They're really great people out there, and they deserve to see their future president.
What are you disappointed that the Secret Service didn't sweep the area that was just on the peripheral of the fifth hole at your golf course down in Palm Springs? It seems that I know that the Secret Service did a tremendous job of protecting you, but it just seems like you didn't have enough Secret Service to really canvass the area appropriately.
Gary, they're doing what they can. They really are. But I will tell you, and believe me when I tell you, we are going to have a complete overhaul when I get back into office in January. We're going to have a complete overhaul, not only of the Secret Service, but the Department of Justice. I'm telling you, we're going to do that. The FBI, those upper echelon jobs will be available. Because I'm telling you, we're really going to do things a different way at the FBI, the CIA, and, of course, the Department of Justice. They're really doing a horrible job. We're going to give it a complete overhaul, Gary, and thank you so much for asking.
I'm hearing that Kamala Harris wants to have a second debate with you and that you are the one who is declining. First of all, is that true? And number two, why? Particularly if it would be on Fox News.
Well, if I were having it on Fox, I don't want Martha McCallum. And I'm telling you, I go way back with Fox. But I want Sean Hannity and I want Laura Ingraham. Why can't I have them when they have it fixed on ABC, NBC, MSLSD? I mean, these stations are horrible. These people are in the bag. For the Democrat Party, it's so unbelievable and it's so unfair. But I'll see her where she was. We'll do anything. because I'm telling you, she's a horrible candidate, and she's not doing a good job.
No, but it seems like some of those stations that you just mentioned paint her as if she's anointed and that you really don't even want to be president. So I just fielded a phone call minutes ago, and one of the discussions was that you're really not being president. You really don't want to be president, and I'm sitting here saying, why would you take a bullet to the face not once but twice?
It's unbelievable. I mean, to have two assassination attempts, it's unreal. And I'm telling you right now, we are going to win so big. And I'm telling you, like we say, that's our theme, Gary, too big to rig. These people are really trying. I mean, they tried to uproot me in every way all along. I had a good life. I'm telling you, I could be out golfing every day. I'm telling you right now, Gary, we're going to win. We're going to straighten things out in 4 years. Bring down energy costs. It's going to be a really great 4 years. And I'm going to leave this country in great hands. I will be president. I want to be president. And it's going to be a tremendous...
Are you nervous at all about vote? I've only got a few seconds left about voter integrity and making sure that you may win the election, but Kamala could be declared the winner.
Well, I'm telling you right now, my daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, she's done such, Larry's done such a great job. We are on top of things. Mm. We have lawyers ready.
All right.
We have security ready.
Mr. President.
We're going to make it.
Would you come to my fundraiser?
Go ahead, Jerry.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm running out of time. Let me talk to you off air. I want to invite you to my fundraiser Wednesday night. It's in Connecticut. I know,
Gary,
you don't.
Gary, I've heard about it, and I will attend that with Melania. It's going to be tremendous.
Oh, hold on. I got to give you some information. Stay right there. Coming right back with Bill O'Reilly right after this.